How many of you would welcome terrorists into your home? And not only how many of you would welcome terrorists into your home, but how many of you would house them, feed them, make them feel welcome, and nurture them all at the same time? Good morning. I'm Marlon Call, also known as the Insurance Cowboy, and I want to welcome you to Monday Morning Cowboy. You know, over the next 9 minutes, we're going to talk about emotional terrorists. Are they invited guests or unwelcomed intruders? You know, there's a cattle ranch that some friends of mine own in northern Nevada, a town called Alamo. And they've got this 1,500 acre cattle ranch, beautiful, beautiful ranch. One of the problems that they have each year with their calves, especially, is coyotes. You know, coyotes sneak in from the desert out there, and they look for calves to prey on, to attack, and to take down and kill. And sometimes it gets to be so bad that helicopters actually are brought in with guns to help kill off some of those coyotes and preserve people's livestock. Well, you know, we go to some extremes, don't we, to take care of what we have. I mean, look at our government. You know, one of the hot topics today is our border patrols and our protecting our borders from intruders, from terrorists. We have all kinds of things in place the government puts in place to find and identify these terrorists before they can get in and do serious damage. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Take our homes for an example. Even our very homes, we put alarm systems in to keep intruders out, to take any potential terrorists or intruders from getting in. But who protects us on an emotional level? Who protects us against emotional terrorists? You think we would, right? Well, actually, we don't do a very good job of ourselves protecting ourselves from these emotional bullies and terrorists. Who are some of these people that are emotional terrorists in our lives? Sometimes ourselves. We can be sometimes our own worst enemy, right? We can cause ourselves more grief by jumping to conclusions, making mountains out of molehills, by doing all kinds of things. You know, bullies are also emotional terrorists. They can humiliate, they can do all kinds of things to us that if we allow them to. But bullies existed all of our lives. You know, things like movies and TV shows that we watch, we allow some emotional terrorism to come in. Sometimes there are spouses, heaven forbid, some of ours, but there are spouses out there that are and can be emotional terrorists, coworkers. Our ex-spouses, our children. You know, they say people that are abused tend to attract abusive relationships. So we have emotional terrorists in our lives. And many times we open the door for these people. We invite them in. We bring them in. Have you ever dealt with a control freak in your life? A button pusher? Somebody that loves to push your buttons? I had a friend of mine who had a wife who is now an ex-wife that loved and knew exactly how to push his buttons. And until one day when he got the courage to stop and not allow for the button pushing to continue, it was a real problem. You see, the problem is today is that we allow these things. We invite them. We promote them. We nurture them. Many, many times we do these things. Our own internal personal border security doesn't exist many, many times. We allow people, not that people do it to us. It's we allow people to humiliate us sometimes or harass us or embarrass us. And we even beat up ourselves constantly, don't we? We have a negative effect on our own self-image. I read a quote in preparing for this that said, and I couldn't tell who it was from, but it said, people without self-respect attract, by their vibration, abusive individuals who then confirm that they don't deserve any respect. Think about that for a minute. People without self-respect attract, by their vibration, abusive individuals who then confirm that they don't deserve any respect. The outside world mirrors to you that which is going on inside ourselves. So when we have terrorists inside that cause us to have these negative emotions, we attract by our very vibration people that come to us and bring this type of abuse into our lives. Well, how the question really is now then, now that we understand a little bit better who and what we're talking about by terrorists, by emotional terrorists, how do we protect ourselves from these terrorists? And I want to share with you today 11 ways to protect ourselves from these emotional terrorists. Number one, if you tend to be bullied or taken advantage of and allow people to do that, think about sometimes when you go somewhere, taking your own car. I mean, if you're going somewhere with people that you don't know or you're not sure of, having your own wheels will make you feel safer and give you control to get out of that environment if you need to. Set time limits. If you're set time limits. If friends and family members call to share their problems and listening to those problems drain you, a good tactic is to tell them at the start, right at the beginning of the conversation, that you only have a minute. I have a buddy of mine that I speak to regularly, and I love talking to him, but sometimes I get to where I just, it seems like every time I talk to him, I've got to say, hey, Kev, I've got to go. I've got this going or that going. And it kills me sometimes. So set time limits sometimes right up front and be honest. Learn to ground yourself. What does that mean? Meditate, read, write, pray, exercise, or just zone out in front of the TV if that's what it takes. Whatever it takes to make you feel steady and stable, anything that gives you a grounding experience is something to look for and will help you tremendously. Create protective strategies. Set some limits and boundaries in yourself and for those that you love. If someone crosses those boundaries and makes you feel uncomfortable, don't just let it go. Tell him or her that the situation is not working for you and try to find a way to alter it. Number five, avoid late night video and reading that may be disturbing. You know, have you ever noticed when you watch something that you should dream about it all night or it affects your sleep? I had to laugh because my wife watched a show last night before we went to bed. And she woke up this morning and told me about a dream that she had. It was about the very thing that we were watching on TV. Avoid those things and recognize that they can have a negative effect. You can also watch positive things that will be positives in your life. So number six, give yourself uplifting experiences. Put yourself in environments where you can feel uplifted and feel positive and strengthen yourself emotionally. Number seven, spend time with loving people. If someone doesn't reinforce and support you, why hang out with them? Spend the time with people who treat you well. Number eight, don't try to calm your nerves with food, alcohol, or drugs. It never works. Number nine, give yourself some space. Give yourself, you know, sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to do and be and to create. Give yourself some space and allow yourself to unwind when you need to, and find your creativity in yourself. Number 10, avoid overwhelm. Sometimes just putting things on hold even for 10 minutes will do the trick. Other times you might have to wait a little longer, but we can only deal with so much at a time. And we need to pace ourselves and do what feels appropriate. And number 11, pay attention to church or a place of worship. charge your spiritual battery. Your spiritual battery will help with those emotions. In closing, I want to share with you one last thought, one last statement. Empathy is a wonderful quality, but it can backfire and drain you. If you don't protect yourself, just take care of your well-being the same way you would for others. It's been great talking to you this morning. And always remember, when you saddle up with this cowboy, you'll never ride alone.